Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
KLUCFM at HD1, Las Vegas. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
Getting ready every morning. It's on.
Weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m. Always live on the free Odyssey app.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
Hold on. No, we didn't even start the show yet. Hang on. Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo! Nothing like trying to jump ahead on a Friday. Jeez.
Oh.
Wow. Michaela and I just looked at each other and went, didn't we just do this like 10 minutes ago?
Can I tell you that you said earlier this week, this is the longest, shortest week?
It's always that way.
Yesterday I looked at Lisa and I said, Lisa, this really is the longest, shortest week.
It's the longest month of a 4-day week.
Yeah.
It's nuts.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is. It's only... I'd always said that I would probably, if you got your choice, you know, we've talked about this a couple of times this week too.
Yeah.
Like if you were able to do a 4-day week, which is kind of, we're kind of going that direction mm-hmm. in our society. But what day do you choose? What day do you take out if you do a normal Monday through Friday? What day do you pull out? And I'd always thought it was Monday.
Mm-hmm.
I might be a Friday guy where we don't do Fridays.
Yeah. We had a listener. I can't remember her name. Mm-hmm. She said she'd pull in the middle of the week.
And those people are that you think differently and you might be the one that's the most right.
Because I never thought about that until she said it. I'm 100% pulling Wednesday and giving myself a midweek break.
Yeah. Because so then you're two on, one off,
mm-hmm.
two on, two off.
Mm-hmm.
Who can't pull it together for 48 hours? You know what I mean?
It's all you need.
Who can't suck it up? Literally. Oh my God. Cause then every day is not a Friday, but you basically have three Fridays
yeah.
in your week.
What is it? Every 2 days, Monday, Tuesday, off Wednesday.
Yeah.
Thursday, Friday, have yeah. Saturday, Sunday off. Genius. That's how I do it.
It's literally, your life is just Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Over and over again.
Yeah.
Would that get crazy? No. It sounds fantastic.
Yeah. It sounds like a nap. Like Wednesday would be your nap.
Because who can't pull it through yesterday?
Exactly.
No matter what was going on yesterday, you went, I'll make it. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I want to do this really quick. So a first pick, I don't know, and it's a good friend of the show that wants to remain anonymous. Anonymous. What's that? Well, those commercials. Anonymous 478 says blah blah blah. I put it out there on social yesterday. I don't know that we've ever had a fully unanimous like run, girl. What are you doing? Yeah,
so much engagement. It was insane. I saw it this morning.
I don't know. I don't know that I could have done that. We'd have more people telling somebody to get out of an early relationship. If we'd have said that, you know, he pulled a knife on her or something,
yeah.
I think there'd still be some people. If we'd have said he pulled a knife, they'd go, well, you know,
have you tried couples therapy?
It could be a pretty good kink. You know what I mean? God, you know, I'm kind of into that. Everybody on this one, 1,000,000%. So for your first pick today and your relationship rehab and even the 177 second survey today might be the most Friday ever. It's just like, listen, just show up. We'll give you the prize.
Uh-huh.
You know, like nobody's
literally that easy.
Nobody's putting any pressure on anybody today. I want to hurry up and I wanted to make sure that we played Chapel Roan just because everybody loves Chapel Roan so much.
Yeah.
And then there's a new Halsey song that give us like 10 minutes. Okay, Halsey.
Okay, girl.
Yeah, Avril Lavigne right now is so angry.
Yeah, Ashley Simpson is screaming in
Michelle
her home right now.
Michelle Branch is like, okay, there's an opportunity.
Sarah Bareilles is livid.
Sarah Bareilles.
And don't get me started on Melissa Etheridge.
Who's that girl that did the The song with the piano.
I think that's Michelle Branch.
Anya downtown.
Anyway,
she's trying to do something. She's like, wait a minute. If this sound is coming back. To that end, though, I like it. And,
yeah.
I think we could use some of that in our world.
Totally. I love it already.
It's Halsey. It's new. It's called Ego.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm not even going to give this to Relationship Rehab because I don't think there's... It's really funny. Sometimes you'll get your friends that'll hit you up and they go... And they just tell you stuff so that you can tell them that they're right.
Yeah.
And God love her. Okay, so she says, and she doesn't want her name, so she said, call me Melanie or something. I said, why? That's not the first time you've used that.
Melanie.
I see what's going on here when you go to the bar. And yeah, I said it like the Midwest, the bar. So she says, so I finally decided to begin dating again. The guy I've been talking to doesn't like that I still have my ex-husband's last name. I got divorced via Zoom during COVID. Everything was closed, so I kept his last name because I didn't know what the future had held at that point. I've been on five dates, count them on one hand, five dates with this guy, and her perception is that he does not like that she still has her ex-husband's last name. I've been on five dates with this guy. He's always making comments about me changing my last name.
After five dates?
Can I just stop here and just say, run?
Yeah.
Literally.
That's five dates.
My ex and I didn't have kids together, so he feels there's no reason to still have it. Five dates, bro. This is so easy for me.
Uh-huh.
Changing my, we all know this too. Changing my ID, social security card, and passport seems like a pain. You know why?
Oh, yeah, because it is. This guy's worse than the DMV.
I figured if I ever remarry, I'll gladly change it. But for now, you've already answered your own question, Anonymous.
Mm-hmm. Anonymous.
But for now, it's not a priority. Or maybe I would if I felt like we could be heading down a more serious road. Five dates.
Yeah.
Five.
He shouldn't be saying anything after five dates, let alone.
You should be lucky to be there, bro.
Yeah.
You should be lucky to, you should hope for five more dates before you even start letting your own flawed personality show.
Mm-hmm.
Am I wrong for keeping it? The ex-husband's needs, no. Can you call yourself Anonymous? I'd call myself Anonymous from now on. Just you know what? Is he wrong for insisting I change it? Yes.
Yeah.
And I put it on social, and all the different iterations of run, people putting up Forrest Gump.
Gifts.
People putting up the guy with all the red flags.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, him, run, eek, run like the wind, baby, run now. Baby's running, the one baby who comes into the room,
and then he
spins out and runs back the other way. That shows up 1, 2, 3, 4, 6 times. This one that I've never seen before where it says just no, and it's all arms and legs. Run like Tom Cruise. Have you ever noticed how Tom Cruise runs in movies? Because he's got the little short, stubby legs. He's got his little tiny legs, and he's got his arms, and it looks, and Tom Cruise is the most intense runner you will ever see because he wants to make it look like he's fast.
Yeah, right.
Watch Tom Cruise run in a movie.
I feel like that's how I run with my
You'll never legs. Not be able to see it. One of them Mission Impossible movies. He always runs hard. Tess says, kind of like a guy I dated who wanted to be my beneficiary. We were dating. Wanted to, if I die, you get the insurance.
Businessman.
Jesse the show, right? Jesse the show filler, run like you stole something. I like to call that a DRF, double red flag. People putting up flash gifts, whatever. So, listen.
Yeah, dude, the audacity of this guy, no way.
So I think we all know the answer, although, boy, I'd love to hear it. If right now you're going, no, you're all wrong, we will put you to the head of the line. You hear that, Adrian? We'll put him.
Fair enough.
Yeah, right? I don't think it'll happen, but okay.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick on the Chet Buchanan Show.
First pick.
Okay, let's start off.
First things first. On 98.5 KLUC.
Teresa will join us in a moment This is not a setup. It's a real thing.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not smart. Here's the thing, Melissa. I would have set up Teresa. You know what I mean? Because you know it's a show. But right. But I wouldn't even I am not so crazy as to think that there would be a single person on the planet that thinks this guy that's gone out with our friend Anonymous for five times and wants him to change her. You shouldn't have your ex-husband's name.
Mm-hmm.
And Teresa's going to tell us why here in a second. You, by the way, also believe she should run, right?
Run.
Yeah.
Because I still have my last name, my ex-husband's last name.
You still do?
Oh.
I do.
How long ago did you boot him?
About 20 years ago.
Dang. Yeah.
What's the reason?
My son has the same last name, so I would want to have the same last name as my son.
Yeah.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah. My ex-wife kept the name for a minute for business. And then she found
it. And then it's also a pain to change it.
Oh,
so, totally.
And I've been this last name for longer than I've been my maiden last name, so I just kept it.
Totally makes sense. No, that totally makes sense. Oh, here's one other question for you. Daniel Tosh, Transformers 1, or Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival tickets?
Daniel Tosh.
Done.
Yeah.
It's done. All right. Hang on one second. Have a great weekend.
Have fun.
Thank you.
I'm so into. Hey, no, you know what? I was going to say, could you hold on for a song? But no. Tell us now, Teresa, why is this guy not completely a red flag?
I'm not saying he's not a red flag, but my opinion is when you get a divorce, You don't have any attachment to the person. Therefore, you need to let go of the past and start a new future. And if you're going to start a new future, you should start it with your whole name completely when you started.
Yeah. So we're talking more about her than him.
Sure.
I hear you. I hear your point.
I do too, starting with a fresh, clean slate.
But the guy who's only been on five dates saying, you really ought to change it.
Oh,
yeah.
Sorry.
Okay, so we're still all in agreement.
Yeah.
It's still unanimous. That's awesome.
Love the way you do get me started.
Live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios.
Home of the week.
KLUC-FM and HD1, Las Vegas. It's the Chet Buchanan Show.
In the mornings, in the car.
Love it.
On 98.5 KLUC. Always live on the free Odyssey app. Ladies and gentlemen.
Vegas, are you with me out there?
Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Woo-hoo!
Our buddy Lindsay Pinnefell from Vegas Pet Rescue Project is here. Justice for Reba!
Justice for Reba!
What are you doing this weekend?
This weekend, well, that's the part I was going to tell you, is Sunday. We're going to plan to do shirts and flyers on Sunday.
Yay!
Do you have a spot?
We want to parking lot where she was found.
Ooh, that's heavy.
That's heavy.
That's
boy,
deep.
Yeah.
So where exactly is that? Because I know it's Maryland Parkway and Twain, right?
Maryland Parkway and Twain. It's in the grocery store parking lot. We will put that on our social media probably either today or tomorrow, as well as Haley will be reposting our post.
Stop with your Haley. Hawk Tua girl came last weekend, and now Lindsay's obsessed.
Uh-huh.
We're like, you know.
I was obsessed before.
We're off to the side now. It's all Hawk Tua girl.
Haley's
all the time.
Lindsay loves Haley.
Auntie Lindsay?
That's what we call each other, Auntie now.
Yeah. I wonder- you guys are Uncle Chet and Auntie Michaela as well.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
I got it. Now I understand, because she has a 3-year-old nephew, Carson, that we've all shared duties.
Uh-huh.
Hey, good news on Raider, too. Raider was the other dog that was brought in barely alive. What did he weigh when he came in?
So he's about 18 pounds when we got him into rescue, if not just slightly under that as well, too.
Yeah, and he should be 55 or 60 pounds.
Yeah.
And he went home with the fosters?
Yeah, so he went home with Sam. So Sam's our one of our fosters as well, too. And she's kind of like his, basically is going to be his medical foster, which will, the good part of that is that he's going to be able to get up and get around, get exercise, feel grass, and then he'll be able, it's basically, he's cleared medically. He just needs to start the process is basically feeding him, but feeding only what we can and sure. increasing his increments of food.
Sure.
So, yeah.
Okay. So just
wait on him.
So Sunday shirts and flyers. And of course, tape.
Okay.
Also tape. Lots of tape.
Of course.
Lots and lots of tape. So Sunday, but we don't have a full on plan. You don't have a time yet?
No time. That'll be on our social medias. And what I will share it with you too.
That's a great tease. Mm-hmm. That's how you do that in this industry. Stay tuned to find out more.
At right. the same time you guys yeah. did, like 11 to 1.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
And you can catch people kind of between games because it's first weekend of football.
Sure, yeah.
So you catch people coming out of church and all that. Yeah, that's smart. That's a smart time.
Yeah, and
it's
people good. Will come out.
And Maryland Parkway and Twain, what is it, an Albertsons? Is that what you said?
An Albertsons, yeah.
Are you going to do it in the front or the back? I'd go in the front.
Try to be off to the side. The front, yeah. Probably off to the side.
Sure. But I mean, I know you were trying to make this kind of symbolic, but I don't. Yeah, you don't need to go in the back. Go where people can see you. So that
absolutely.
Does Albertsons know about this? Are they in on this plan?
Yeah, we'll just ask for forgiveness. You know,
Sure.
Well, so they
we're
maybe,
not going to set up a big thing. It's going to be handing out flyers, handing out shirts. So it's not going to be like a big. We don't get the whole 98.5 tent and all.
No, not this time. And by the way, because otherwise we would have to have a time just the way our company rolls.
Yeah.
We'd have to have a time, and we'd have to have permission from everybody. Mm-hmm. And all yep. that kind of stuff. So we're not involved in this one. Just yeah. lest anybody.
Nope.
My phone's already buzzing. Wait a minute. What? All right. Last.
It's solely on us.
Last question. Are we having a parking lot tailgate line dancing?
Yes.
I would love that.
Please.
Totally.
Well, we
I've
should
got
just
the crowd. I've got all the people that would show up.
Well, we should just combine the two. That's
yeah.
what we should do. We should just have parking lot and Justice for Reba shirts.
I'm
parking
so
lot
down.
Line dancing.
I'm so down for this idea.
I'm even more down for it. You just spoke all languages.
That's right. I'm an innovator.
Yeah,
I'm a,
you
I'm
are.
A creator.
Look at you, babe.
Right here. Look at this big brain. That's right.
And hey, Lindsay, really quick, you said the socials for Vegas Pet Rescue. Can you give that out exactly for people that want to know?
That's why he's the super
yes,
producer.
On Facebook, it's just Vegas Pet Rescue Project. On Instagram, it is Vegas_pet_rescue_project. And that's where you can find us both. On both of those, as well as TikTok, Vegas Pet Rescue Project on TikTok as well.
Dang.
So great.
That's awesome. Okay, last question. Have you heard the new Halsey song yet?
I have not. I was actually clicked on your profile and I was about to like listen and then my phone rang.
Well, let me just push this button right here. Have a great weekend. Good luck on Sunday. I hope you get rid of all the shirts.
Me too. And Michaela, I'm proud of you.
Oh, Auntie Lindsay.
Tell the story. Why is that important?
I made an Instagram post yesterday. Somebody said they were proud of me, and it hits so different when it's someone that you love, and it made me feel so good. So I posted it yesterday and I said, I'm proud of you if you need this. So Auntie Lindsay's giving me the compliment back.
Lindsay, we're proud of you. Seriously.
Seriously.
You've done a lot of work. You've done a lot of work, and I'm telling you, it's going to pay.
I still have all of you. So I appreciate you guys.
We love you.
Okay. Well, we all love
you.
Justice for Reba.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
When I'm getting ready in the morning,
while I'm getting dressed,
I dance and laugh.
The Jeff Buchanan Show.
The best way to kick off the day.
On 98.5 KLUC.
Michaela's Hometown Throwdown, one-time champion, brand new champion, Ashley Coder, vaulted Sunrise Mountain Manor up in up into the top spot all by themselves. The first Sunrise Manor truly is
the City of Champions.
Yeah. Truly is the City of Champions. Now with 10 wins, the first one to 10 wins. And I like Ashley. Ashley's coming in talking smack today, and I like it.
I'm gonna kill it.
Yes. I love this.
Our love language.
Okay, now who's our challenger?
We have Amanda Urbanski.
Yep.
And Chet's about to be your favorite type of thing. We got to figure out what part of town, because she's Coronado and Eastern in Henderson.
It's Hi, Amanda.
Boo.
Hi, Amanda.
No,
you're not Amanda. You're Laura. Hang on a second.
Just kidding.
Well, I was locked in on.
My eyes, I get it. Totally understand.
My wife said the other day that you look like a matinee. What did she say? A matinee idol? A matinee? Like an old time movie star.
Oh,
she said, Adrian, look. No, we were talking about how good looking you are.
I usually get
God.
Fluffy, the comedian, Gabriel Iglesias. So thank you. I'll take it.
That's you're so stupid. Handsome.
That's no. Oh, God. No, he wishes he looked like you.
True.
Amanda, hold on a second. Keep complimenting me.
No, I'm not. Are you kidding?
Hot.
We'll get to Amanda in a minute. We got a game to play, but that can wait. So, Amanda, I have friends that live in that area of Coronado and Eastern. Do you call it Coronado? It's not Green.
Sure.
It's not Green Valley, right?
No.
Because it's farther south than that.
Green Valley is like the other side of the freeway.
I was literally just there day before yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Bobby.
I love this one.
I think Coronado sounds good.
Is it, what are they, because I remember when we did rebel parties back in the day at that Buffalo Wild Wings, and they call it something Ridge. Is there Sun Ridge? Is that what they call it? Is it Sun Ridge?
Sun Ridge is a street, but I don't know that, it's not really an area.
No, wait, do you claim Seven Hills?
I mean, Seven Hills is not right there. So it's very, pockety, right? Like, 89052 is huge. And then there's all these little, Anthem Seven Hills, all the things in it.
I'm going to leave this open just for a second. We'll figure out what to call it. Anybody in the 052 over there, and I know we're pretty strong over there, they call that a hot zip for us. So that means we've got a few listeners over there.
Sure.
89052, that area, Eastern and Coronado, Sunridge, almost Seven Hills, not quite, almost Anthem, not quite, not Green Valley because it's further south.
I think Coronado sounds good because it's literally right by the high school. I think Coronado sounds good.
Done. Done.
Okay, great.
It's Coronado then, unless we get outvoted otherwise. But for now, it's Coronado. Buzz in with your name if you know the answer to the question. Don't blurt out the answer. Wait until you're called on, because otherwise, Amanda, I can imagine, I can see you going, Sabrina Carpenter! And then,
Hey. No.
These girls are feisty, and I'd like to start a girls club after this.
Yeah, this is great.
Very into it.
So, okay, so buzz in with your name, first one to three wins. And then if neither of you can answer a question, we'll give you about three questions or 3 seconds. Then I may have a chance to steal. If I get to three before anybody else, nobody gets nothing, and we just throw the tickets out to the, to the randoms. Mm-hmm. So your quiz master is Commissioner Michaela Gordon.
Keith Urban complimented this pop star by saying that her vocals sounded like a, quote, ashtray.
Amanda!
Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus sounds like an ashtray? It's weird because people wanted to be offended, and Keith goes, I don't mean that. I mean that as a compliment.
I hear it as a compliment.
I totally get that.
Yeah.
And he was saying it was like, it's not only is she like an ashtray, it's like licking a carpet or something like that.
Yeah, because it's like smoky, raspy. Yeah. She's got that really unique tone.
Yeah. The challenger goes up one zip.
This country diva just announced she's extending her Vegas residency, and she opened it with...
Ashley. Is it Shania Twain?
It sure is. Look
go
at you
girls.
Guys. Tied at one.
No surprise here. This singer, who holds a residency at Caesars, is making it clear after her 100th show in Vegas.
Amanda!
Ashley.
Adele?
Is it Adele? Man, you guys.
Oh my God, Carls! Wow.
What a great game this is. Amanda, 2. Ashley, 1.
Michael Polanski is the fiance and reason this pop
Amanda,
star.
Ashley.
Oh my God, obsessed.
Amanda for the win. What?
Lady Gaga.
Is it Lady Gaga based just off a random name of somebody that may be the fiance? Do we have a new champion? Yes, we do.
Are you sure she said it first? Are you sure she said her name first?
Wait, what happened?
Are you sure she said her name first? Because I swear I said my name first.
No, you didn't. I'm checking with Adrian. Did Ashley get in first?
Yes, Amanda said it.
Yeah, Amanda got in first. Yeah. Amanda got in first.
Yeah.
Sorry,
okay.
Ash. Ashley, I'll tell you what, though. You are more than welcome to call back in and play whenever you want.
Please do.
Whew. In fact, I'd love to see you two in a rematch.
Yeah.
Because this was awesome.
Yeah, she's pretty competitive.
But Ashley, don't be a poor loser.
You guys rocked it.
I just had to check. I just had to check because I swear I said my name first. That's all.
No, you're rocking it. I have to tell you, I have a thin layer of sweat right now because you guys were so intense right now.
Yeah.
It was such a good
this
game.
This was maybe one of the most intense games we've played of Hometown Throwdown.
I got a little bit of BO working. You might be able to smell it through your radio.
Yeah.
I'm telling you what.
Yeah. And I think I found 2 new girlfriends. You girls are kind of it.
Ashley, have a good weekend. I'm sure we'll talk soon.
Thank you.
You were a great champion, and I have a feeling you'll be back.
I will.
Okay, good. We'll see you later. Look at that. Brand new champion, Amanda Urbanski. And are we officially calling it Coronado for now? Yes. Your brand new champion on... Oh, and you've got Transformer 1 tickets. 4 of them for next Saturday.
Yay. Well, thank you.
Hey. The Jeff Buchanan Show. Waking you up weekdays from 6 to 10 a.m.
The only morning show I wake up with.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, Adrian, who's taking the 177-second survey?
That'll be Casey Seeger from Tropicana in the 95.
Oh, I have it. Okay, let's start with the cereal thing, because this may, as much as I hate to admit it, may take us the whole 3 minutes.
Good.
What's the greatest cereal of all time, Casey?
You can't even find it everywhere. It's called O's.
Oh, I hear you.
I
gotcha. Not even on the list.
I love that cereal. It's roof in your mouth, but it tastes awesome.
No, I'm a Count Chocula guy, and you can only find it in the fall.
You're a what? Generally.
Count Chocula. Seriously. And Quisp. And old school Quisp. Oh, man.
Quisp?
Quisp. Look it up. Educate yourselves, please.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah.
Please.
Please. Uncultured swine over here. Hello. Count Chocula. Doy.
Who had uncultured swine on their bingo card today? That coming up. Not me. According to the good folks that went out and asked a bunch of people, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which I see that show up a lot. It's good. It's not my number one.
I'm into it. I like it more.
It's good, but it gets soggy too fast.
Sure. What were you saying, Mika?
I was going to say the benefit is it does get soggy too fast, and I'm a soggy cereal girl.
I'm a soggy cereal guy.
Oh.
Are you? Yeah.
Honey Nut Cheerios, number 2. Cap'n Crunch Crunch Berries, 3. Oreo O's, number 4. How?
And why?
How? Fruit Loops, and then all the classics round out the top 10. Fruit Loops, Apple Jacks, Frosted Flakes. I'm a Frosted Flakes guy.
Yep.
Lucky Charms, Honey Bunches of Oats, and Cocoa Puffs. All right, that's boring now.
Cinnamon Toast Crunch is really good if you crushed it up on vanilla ice cream.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right after you smoked a bowl. I mean, wait, what?
Enjoy the weekend, baby.
Listen, kids are in the car. Come on now. I don't even know what to make out of this. We got a relationship rehab, and I'm not sure what to do with it, so I'm gonna test drive it here real quick. Can you guys tell me why this is what, and she didn't want to leave her name. Call her Melanie, just for fun. Can you tell me why prison jumpsuits always make a man look hot?
Stop it.
I'm 23, I'm now dating my fourth guy who's been in jail. I'm sure a lot of girls feel the same way I do. I think it's because they're in great shape.
Goodbye.
I think it's because
Good.
I think it's because they're in great shape and they're bad boys.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
There's also something really amazing. Oh. There's also something really amazing about being the first person that the guy is with as soon as he gets out of jail.
Stop. I have no words for this story.
It's even funnier when you say it out loud.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Girls love a bad boy.
Casey, can you explain?
No.
Same.
I mean, other than a picture, I don't know.
Oh, well, there's somebody for everybody.
Like the, no, listen, that's a kink for a lot of...
novel.
Do you want to carry this over to relationship rehab?
Yeah. Because there's actually a few sites that you can go on.
Of course.
And there's a bunch of women that are super into these dudes. I don't get it, but it's like a whole underground world.
Okay. All right, Casey, hang on. Have fun at the Age of Chivalry Renaissance Festival. You got four passes good for the whole weekend when that happens. All right, hang on one second. Okay, we'll carry this over to relationship rehab. Uh-huh. Pink tickets for the lower bowl. Take your new boyfriend. He just got out. You know?
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
Do I need to go to jail?
What do you mean?
I mean,
is that how you...
I lose some weight, I'll come out looking good. They got people waiting for me.
Don't you already have something resembling a relationship?
Chill out, Chet.
Don't be telling
not
all
details,
my business.
Not details, please.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I wake up with them every morning. When I first wake up, they tell me what's going on here.
98.5 KLUC.
So we'll have to put this in the 177-second survey again today. We'll lead with it today.
Okay.
Okay? But I want to talk about it right now. There was a thing that popped up yesterday that half of Americans are hoarders. We have too much stuff. Even though, you know, I mean, times are hard and things are a little tight, but we still find a way.
Absolutely. And I'm marrying one of them.
A hoarder?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you have a room in your house that, let's see what the word they used was. Half of us say that we have at least one room in our house that's unsalvageable due to all the clutter. They didn't ask which one that were unusable due to junk. Hopefully it's not the bathroom. You know.
Yeah, sure.
You need that. The average person wishes that they had three additional rooms in their house. Three. A full third say that their home feels cramped. Half say that they wish they didn't have to get rid of stuff to have enough space.
Uh-huh.
And that doesn't even get into, I'm looking for garage here, but I don't see anybody talking about their garage.
Yeah.
I have a friend that literally got a dumpster with the expressed idea of cleaning out their garage because you could barely walk through. There was just enough room. No cars, none of that.
Yeah.
They filled the dumpster, cleaned the garage, and I'm not kidding you, 2 weeks later, same disaster.
How? Okay, the personality I have, I throw everything away. I don't keep anything. I like everything to just have its meaning and then be gone. My partner, Lisa, saves everything. Everything has a sentimental meaning. She got a dumpster, didn't put anything in the dumpster, sent it back. I was like, what was the point of that?
I'm a bit of a pack rat. I get it from my dad. My dad kept everything. I'm not kidding you. 5 years later, we're still going through stuff on the farm. There's, and honestly, this fall, I'll get through a lot more, you know, because we got some trips up and all that. I'll get through a lot more, but there's still a good portion of the garage that, and it's a big garage that's filled with stuff. There's another building filled with junk. And then the barn, the upper level of the barn where we used to keep the hay, that's just filled with crap.
See, that literally gives me anxiety. Like, it makes me nervous to know that there's, like, rooms filled with things that, like, is it organized or it's just, like, everywhere?
No, it's just crap. How do you think I feel? I'm the one that's got to get rid of it.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
The morning show is better than coffee.
They're the best in the morning.
It's on every morning when I wake up.
98.5 KLUC.
I don't have any real connection to this, so I don't know how I feel about it. Barney's back.
Oh, and I'm so excited. Okay. My inner child is screaming.
Good, 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 good. Barney the Dinosaur returning to TV screens with the new animated series Barney's World. Launching this fall on Max. Barney, Billy, Baby Bop, and three kids on adventures, exploring emotions and teaching lessons in action-packed, music-filled adventures. So, but animated.
Oh, no. That's not fun. No, growing up, they were like the actual costumes.
Yeah.
And that was so fun.
Yeah, which is why we're talking about this after 9 o'clock, because the kids are already in school.
Right.
I don't think we're betraying any confidences now. If you're running your kids around town at 9:15 in the morning on a Friday, you know,
they're playing hooky.
Oh, and those kids don't understand what we're saying anyway.
Yeah.
So, okay, wait a minute. So what I need, I need some dude in a suit that one day is going to get busted for something they shouldn't get busted for. You know what I'm saying? That's how I want my Barney.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen every morning.
I laugh all the way to work.
Whenever I'm in the car, I'm just laughing the whole time.
98.5 KLUC.
Hey, my friend Mika, I have a question for you.
Okay, ask me.
Is this weird? There's a company. In fact, there's a number of them. It's a hot new industry out there. Mm-hmm. That it's a convenience business.
Okay, love already.
They're trying to make your life a little easier.
Excellent.
Two prominent companies are offering this service now in Japan. That they'll quit your job for you. They call your employer, tell them that you're leaving, handle and negotiate the details, like when's going to be your last day, how to return company-owned uniforms and equipment. Literally, that's why, and I'll admit this freely, I have an agent.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I have an agent that they deal with Odyssey.
Sure.
Because then, if Odyssey wants to talk mess, well, Jet sucks, we don't want to pay him that much money, and then my agent can handle that. And go, no, he doesn't suck. You suck.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and so they can do all of that.
Okay.
Which, by the way, that's rarely. So that's only happened once. It's pretty good. Yeah. They only said I sucked once. and then we had and it still got back to me. So I don't know I don't know why I'm paying him.
Uh-huh.
Just because he's on my team and it's cool to say you have an agent, I guess.
Listen,
I don't know.
It's like the dad who's the overprotective dad and you break up with your boyfriend and your dad goes to get your clothes and belongings from the boyfriend so you don't have to.
Oof.
And you're like, thank you so much. I like it. At first I was like, are we just not going to do anything for ourselves anymore? Just no confrontation at all. But actually, I'm into it.
It's for me, it's part of life. And it's part of, look, you want to quit your job, you got to go in there and face the music.
Yeah.
You got to go in there. If you think you're bad enough to make it all happen, I would think moving forward that would then be part of that question that they ask you. So, how did it go with your last job? You know when you go in for an interview?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, well, I had these guys do it.
Yeah.
I had AI break up with them for me, you know?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I want to go back to something. This happened off the air just a few minutes ago. What were you saying about Barney? Because Barney's back. I don't know, Adrian. Adrian was busy in the other room.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you're... Barney's coming back.
That's amazing.
Animated. They're only doing animated. I said, I need a dude that's going to get busted for mushrooms or something like that. I need a dude in that suit.
Yeah.
It's because it always happens. It always happens. Yeah, you know the guy that was in the Barney suit? Yeah, he got busted for, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Being on a playground. Never mind. So what were you saying?
Growing up, I used to play a little game with myself where I'd be in the backyard and I pretended like I was on Barney, and I would act out. God, it sounds so dumb now that I'm saying it out loud.
Oh yeah, that's why it's awesome.
I was 16 and I was on the swing. No,
16. Oh, I'm gonna be a star. Yeah.
How old are you? Five.
I'm gonna be 21. Child star.
I
on
did
Barney.
Listen, I was my own stage mother. I was like, you go down that slide and you give it the biggest smile you've got, Michaela. this is for Barney.
Somebody might be filming. You never know. You'll be discovered.
I did. I thought there were hidden cameras everywhere.
That's amazing.
Psycho.
Listen, if you do, more you know before we go, if you die in Amsterdam and you don't have any family or next of kin, they have a poet on staff that will write a poem about you and recite it at your funeral.
Oh my God, that's so nice. That's so thoughtful.
Are you stage acting now? Because that was a little Jim Carrey of you right there. It was a little over.
No, that's really nice.
No.
You die alone
what do you
in Amsterdam.
Mean, overacting? What?
Chet, you die in Amsterdam and they make a poem for you. That's very nice.
Exxon, the oil people, oil and gas, those guys.
Yeah.
Tried to get into the office supplies game in the 70s and 80s. Wasn't enough money for them in the gas and everything. They were making money hand over fist.
Sure.
Although they did have the problem. They had that Exxon Valdez. They had a tanker boat that broke and spilled oil all over the place. And they had a bunch of lawsuits after that. So that's probably where they were trying to get into another business. Diversify.
Oh, sure.
So they could make more money. Ah, this makes sense now. So they tried to get into the office supplies game in the 70s and 80s. They made products like a typewriter with a floppy disk in it so you could save what you were typing. Revolutionary then. Yeah, right? They killed off the division in 1984 after they lost more than $1 billion with a B. $1 billion they lost.
But I also feel when I hear corporations is $1 billion, is that like $1 million to us regular folk?
I think a billion's still a lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Regardless.
Okay, good.
You know?
Okay, good. They felt it.
A billion's a lot.
It is a lot. No, to us, it's a lot.
They had a rough ride in the 70s and 80s, did Exxon. Listen, it's Friday. Let's bounce. Everybody have an amazing weekend. First weekend of football. You got college football and pro football. I'm not even going to wear pants this weekend. Are you kidding me? Hold on, I'm getting high five by Adrian right
Let's
now.
Go.
So listen, follow me on social. I'm not going to put up any no pants pictures. Or am I? Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC.
You can follow me on Instagram, on TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. Go check out the Unlikely Podcast, the YouTube, the podcast on the Odyssey app, where you can check out the Chet Buchanan Show as well.
And follow me at Michaela Gordon, M-I-K-A-L-A-H, and I'll see you tonight at Delilah, 9 p.m.
Of course you will. And then we'll all meet back here on Monday. Have a great weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I listen in the mornings.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I want to go back to something. This happened off the air just a few minutes ago. What were you saying about Barney? Because Barney's back. I don't know, Adrian. Adrian was busy in the other room.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're... Barney's coming back.
That's amazing.
Animated. They're only doing animated. I said, I need a dude that's going to get busted for mushrooms or something like that. I need a dude in that suit.
Yeah.
It's because it always happens. It always happens. Yeah, you know the guy that was in the Barney suit? Yeah, he got busted for, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Being on a playground. Never mind. So what were you saying?
Growing up, I used to play a little game with myself where I'd be in the backyard. And I pretended like I was on Barney, and I would act out. God, it sounds so dumb now that I'm saying it out loud.
Oh, yeah, that's why it's awesome.
I was 16, and I was on the swing. No.
16. Oh, I'm going to be a star.
Yeah. How old are you, five?
I'm going to be 21. Child star.
I did.
Barney.
Listen, I was my own stage mother. I was like, you go down that slide, and you give it the biggest smile you've got, Michaela.
This
is for Barney.
Somebody might be filming. You never know. You'll be discovered.
I did. I thought there were hidden cameras everywhere.
That's amazing.
Psycho.
Listen, if you do, more you know before we go, if you die in Amsterdam and you don't have any family or next of kin, they have a poet on staff that will write a poem about you and recite it at your funeral.
Oh my God, that's so nice. That's so thoughtful.
Are you stage acting now? Because that was a little Jim Carrey of you right there. It was a little over.
No, that's really nice.
No.
You die alone
what do you
in
mean,
Amsterdam.
Overacting? What?
Chet, you die in Amsterdam and they make a poem for you. That's very nice.
Exxon, the oil people, oil and gas, those guys.
Yeah.
Tried to get into the office supplies game in the 70s and 80s. Wasn't enough money for them in the gas and everything. They were making money hand over fist.
Sure.
Although they did have the problem. They had that Exxon Valdez. They had a tanker boat that broke and spilled oil all over the place. And they had a bunch of lawsuits after that. So that's probably where they were trying to get into another business. Diversify.
Oh, sure.
So they could make more money. Ah, this makes sense now. So they tried to get into the office supplies game in the 70s and 80s. They made products like a typewriter with a floppy disk in it so you could save what you were typing. Revolutionary then. Yeah, right? They killed off the division in 1984 after they lost more than $1 billion with a B. $1 billion they lost.
But I also feel when I hear corporations is $1 billion, is that like $1 million to us regular folk?
I think a billion's still a lot.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Regardless.
Okay, good.
You know?
Okay, good. They felt it.
A billion's a lot.
It is a lot. No, to us, it's a lot.
They had a rough ride in the 70s and 80s, did Exxon. Listen, it's Friday. Let's bounce. Everybody have an amazing weekend. First weekend of football. You got college football and pro football. I'm not even going to wear pants this weekend. Are you kidding me? Hold on, I'm getting high five by Adrian right
Let's
now.
Go.
So listen, follow me on social. I'm not going to put up any no pants pictures. Or am I? Follow me at Chet Buchanan, CHETBUCHANAN. Follow us at 985KLUC.
You can follow me on Instagram, on TikTok, at Heavyweight Radio. Go check out the Unlikely Podcast, the YouTube, the podcast on the Odyssey app, where you can check out the Chet Buchanan Show as well.
And follow me at Michaela Gordon, MIKALAH, and I'll see you tonight at Delilah, 9 p.m.
Of course you will. And then we'll all meet back here on Monday. Have a great weekend. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Be easy.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.